This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one right here could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, he's angry because I like his side piece. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 48-year-old single mother of a 28-year-old grown man. Like me, my son started having children at an early age. I encouraged him to marry the mother of his three children, so they went to the courthouse in 2022 and got married. His wife has done a complete 360. She means 180, but she said 360. She means 180. Now that she's married, or now that they're living together, and we can see who she really is. He has tried to overlook her weed smoking, drinking, and hanging out with hoochies. He's told me that he's trying to make it work. That was before last month. He went to the grocery store with me, and we ran into one of my friends and her daughter. The girl just bought a house, and she runs her alterations business from home. My son could not take his eyes off of her. They exchanged phone numbers just in case his wife needed her alteration services. He called her as soon as he got back to my house, and they've been talking since then. He has been to her house before, but he won't tell me what happened. He has invited her to my house before to have dinner with us. I love this woman for him, and I feel bad that I forced him to marry the mother of his kids. I told him that I'm sorry that he's in a bad marriage, but I was only thinking of his children when I told him to get married. He went off on me and called me a meddler, and he said I'm wrong for liking the new girl so much. He should be mad at her for putting that thing on him and confusing him. Should I take the blame for what's going on in his life, or was this bound to happen? Why is all of this anger directed at me? Well, a lot of it is directed at you, Mom, because like you say, you forced him to marry this woman. I mean, he's mad at you. He's mad at himself because he's in a crazy situation with a crazy baby mama. He loves his kids, so that's why it wasn't hard for him to go ahead and marry the girl. But he probably wouldn't have done it if you hadn't talked him into it or forced him, as you say. That's why you're getting it from him. But, Mom, you are way, way, way too much into this business. I mean, he already has called you a meddler. Get you some business. He's an adult. You got to stay out of this, or he will always be mad at you for something. You got to stop giving him your opinion about who you like and dislike, all of that. You got to stop disliking the side piece. You have no opinion at all. Don't bring the subject up. Don't talk to him about it if he brings it up. Just listen. Basically, just mind your business, okay? And help with the grandkids, which I assume you're doing anyway. The question is, can you do that, messy mama? Can you? Steve.
Well, what a letter to come back to. And now the subject is, he angry because I like his side piece. Now let's get into this. It's so much wrong with this letter from the get-go. Dear Shirley and Steve, I'm a 48-year-old single mother of a 28-year-old grown man. Let's stop right there. At one point, you got to quit calling yourself a single mother. You've got to just stop. I mean, if he 28, you just said he was a grown man. That's what you said. And he 28. You can stop calling yourself a single mother. Because you ain't got to keep mother. He 28. He a grown man. We got to get a cutoff point where you quit using single mother. Now, it's hard to be a single mother. I got it. It's a thankless job. I got it. Some of the greatest men that came from homes headed by single mothers. I got it. But we don't need that in these strawberry letters. That's all I'm saying. We just don't need it. Not in the strawberry letter. And then you say, like me, my son was having kids at an early age, and then you told him that he ought to go on and marry the mother of his three children. He had three children by this girl, and he married him. So they went to the courthouse in 2022 and got married. Now the wife didn't change. Now that they've been living together, he's tried to overlook who she really is now. He's tried to overlook her weed smoking. She ain't just started smoking weed. You overlooked that weed smoking when you was making them three babies too. Don't try to blame this on the weed now. You knew she smoked weed before y'all had the first baby. Drinking and hanging out with the hoochies. You met this woman hanging out somewhere. And you probably sent a drink over to her. So now, let's get all that out the way. Now, you and him went to the grocery store. See, here we go. This single mother taking her 28-year-old. How many single mothers still go to the grocery store with their 28-year-old boy? I just want you to. Now, you done took your 28-year-old boy down to the grocery store, ran up into one of your friends, and her daughter was with him. The girl had just bought a house. She runs an alteration business from her home, and your son couldn't take his eyes off of her. She bought a house, and she runs an alterations business from her home. Mm-hmm. This girl can sew.
Yeah, I need her.
Lord have mercy. I wouldn't have been able to take my eyes off of her either. I'm looking at her and a new wardrobe. I'm just looking. Oh, I see more than a woman. I see a woman with a house and the ability to increase my wardrobe. Well, he couldn't take his eyes off of her, so when we get back, we're going to find out what happened after that.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he's angry because I like his side piece. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. He's angry because I like his side piece.
Yeah, so this mother who's 48 years old and got a 28-year-old grown man son still want to be called a single mother. You were a single mother. You're just a mother now, okay? You're just a mother now because you don't have to raise him no more. So you're just a mother. You did a great job. Thank you, sister. And thank you to all the single mothers out there to do a wonderful job. This ain't about you. We just don't want to hear about that in these letters no more. That ain't because now we're not talking about parenting anymore. He's a 28-year-old man, and he making grown man decisions. He got three babies of his own. You told him to go on and marry the girl for the sake of the kids. He did it. Now they don't like each other. The girl smoked weed. She drank, and she hang out with hoochies. He knew that when they was making them three babies. That's why he hadn't married her yet, because of her weed smoking, drinking, and hanging out with hoochies. So he was just making babies. That's why he hadn't asked her to marry her yet, because of those three things right there. Now they married. He don't like it no more. So you take your 28-year-old down to the grocery store. I don't know what woman is still taking a 28-year-old grown man down to the grocery store. What he need help for down at the damn grocery store? He don't know how to pick out bread. What do you need? What is you down there teaching him at the grocery store that he shouldn't already know? Every time I send you down there, he bring back a bad watermelon. We're going to learn how to pick a watermelon today. Now, lady, stop. Anyway, she ran up into a friend of hers, and the friend had a daughter with her. Now, the daughter has her own business, just bought a house, and her business is she does alterations out of her house. Well, your son couldn't take his eyes off of her because she fine. Now, he got the girl's number, and guess what he say? He say he got the girl's number just in case his wife needed her alteration service. What? What? You think the 28-year-old man got that fine chick's number for his wife that he don't like in case she needs some alteration service? That what you think he got the number for? Girl, bye. The hell you getting her number for your wife? You don't even like her wife. You don't care what the wife got on?
Smoke weed.
Okay. So now he called her as soon as he got back to your house. He called her right away. Ain't mentioned his wife dressed that need letting out. Because all her clothes need letting out right now. Mm. The wife clothes.
Why? Because
well, you know, you don't know how old the children are. And God bless women, but women do have to suffer a little bit when they have children. That baby weight be on them. Mm-hmm. So you got to let some of these clothes out right now. And he didn't mention them clothes.
Really?
Yeah, he called her. Now, she do alterations. That's all she do. She do alterations from her house. He didn't mention his wife needing her clothes let out. That's why the mama call her a hoochie, because she dressed all them tight-ass clothes. Well, she had three babies, and clothes going to be fit a little bit different.
Only
and
you.
The dresses automatically get shorter, because if you get more bedunkle, that dress going to get shorter.
Anyway.
Because you got to go over the
shorter
heel.
Shorter in the back. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to get over that heel now. Oh, bless the heel. Bless the heel. So now, they've been talking since they met. He's been to her house before, and he won't tell me what happened. Lady, most men that go over a girl's house don't call their mama and tell her, Mama, if you'd have seen me last night, girl, you'd have been proud of me. I put something on her. Mama, I was in that girl. Woo! You remember when you were single, Mama? When you were back there making me? Anybody had that conversation with your mama, man?
What? No.
No. Now, she mad because he ain't told her about the... Well, you know what that happened. Anyway, he done been over the house before. And they obviously in some type of relationship. He won't tell you what happened. He's invited the girl to his mother's house before to have dinner with us. Still ain't called the wife about this alteration yet. But they're over your house eating. But you fixing plates for them, though.
Yeah.
That's what you doing. Mm-hmm. I told him, and I feel bad that I forced him to marry the mother of his kids. I told him I'm sorry he's in a bad marriage, but I was only thinking of the children. He went off on me and called me a meddler and said, I'm wrong for liking the new girl so much. Now, he blaming you for that? Y'all relationship is damaged. Y'all need to quit talking to each other about each other business. What the hell you like her so much for? Well, you brought her over there for dinner. What she gonna do? Look, I ain't got no advice from neither one of y'all. Quit talking to each other. Not gonna stop talking to the alteration lady.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.